Hello, this is Father Michael Pekosik, parochial vicar at St. Albert the Great. Tonight begins the sacred Triduum, the summit of the liturgical year. Although consisting of 3 days, from the evening of Holy Thursday to the evening of Easter Sunday, it is one liturgical day in which the paschal mystery of Christ is unfolded. Tonight's Gospel for the Mass of the Lord's Supper, in which we will celebrate the institution of the Eucharist, presents Jesus' action of washing his disciples' feet. The scene of the Last Supper in John's Gospel does not speak directly to the sacramental institution of the Eucharist, as do Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Instead, being written later, there was already a well-established Eucharistic practice, and the Gospel writer instead focuses on what participation in the Eucharist calls and empowers us to do. Jesus serves the needs of his disciples by washing their feet, an important but humbling gesture. Remember that these were itinerant preachers. Care of their feet would be very important, but gritty. True participation in the Eucharist calls us beyond our comforts, and sometimes even our safety, to show the love of God to others. We cannot truly partake of the Eucharistic feast, which is to receive Jesus himself, and remain closed and completely self-focused. The Hebrew word awan describes the inward-looking deformation that results from sin, something that is undone or healed by our well-discerned, reverent participation in Holy Communion and cooperation with Eucharistic grace to encounter others as Jesus does. Know of my prayers and enjoy a happy Easter.